There's a type of arrowhead called a Clovis point, which 13,000 years ago, something happened. All of the people who did Clovis points suddenly disappeared. There are no more Clovis points after that. They're called Folsom points. Now, you find something interesting when you dig down. Archaeologists looking to find the Clovis layer, they look for a little black strip in the soil called the black mat. Tell you what that is. That's a mat of algae. You find it in Illinois. You find it in Oregon. You find it in New Mexico. Where did it come from? It came from flooding when, in a matter of apparently days, the Laurentian Glacier, this gigantic glacier, actually was destroyed and vaporized and melted. The entire continent was covered with water. This water grew algae, and it slowly sank down, and that algae died on the surface when it dried out, and that's now the black mat.
What could do that?
Well, here's what it apparently was. We now have to go back to 41,000 years ago when a star went supernova. The first thing that happens is radiation moving out. The star was about 150 light years from Earth, moving out from the surface of the star at nearly light speed, goes out into the universe. 41,000 years ago, this hit. What it would have looked like to people was a huge blue-colored second sun would appear in the sky all of a sudden with no explanation. Now, the smart guys, they hid, or maybe the scared guys. Everybody who didn't hide died. In Australia, all animals over 200 pounds in weight died because they were sheeted with gamma rays and they got excessive radiation exposure. This is the time when human beings developed all kinds of different blood types. We're a very unusual animal in that most animals only have one blood type, but we've got a whole bunch of different blood types. And the reason is that this large animal, the human being, was smart enough to take shelter. And so we survived with mutations. Now, something happened a few thousand years after that, 36,000 years ago. All of a sudden, in southern France and northern Spain, adolescents, kids, a la the indigo children of today, suddenly began to paint these extraordinary paintings on caves. Now, we figured out recently, scientists figured out that these were done by adolescents because they based this conclusion on the size of the handprints they find in the caves, the positioning of the paintings, and the known size of adolescents and adults at that time. They were literally, the kids suddenly broke through to a whole new level. And you know where they were? They were on the exact opposite side of the galaxy where we are now, 13,000 years ago. And we're halfway around it, just about to cross through the plane of the galaxy, just at exactly the opposite place where we were then. The Mayan calendar predicted this in its massive long count calendar, that these changes would take place. And I submit to you that there is something bigger going on here than any of us can understand. When we talk about it on a microscopic or a small level of our weather changes that we're facing right now, on a much larger level, something else, something bigger and something infinitely more mysterious is going on here.
You don't suppose that there's any relationship between that and, again, going back to the Sparks interview, the changes going on in human beings right now with respect to autism and that sort of thing. There's a basic, profound change going on, and I can't quite put my finger on it, but the Sparks interview sure turned me on to it.
You can't put your finger on it because you're inside it.
Yeah.
You can't if you're in an ocean current, flowing in an ocean current, you don't know it. You're moving, but you don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing if you're at sea and you're in a tsunami. You don't know that it's passing under you, but the people on the shore are going to find out. We're right out in the ocean of change right now, and we haven't reached the shore yet, so we don't know what that's going to be like. But I do know this, that this is, you talk about interesting times. I mean, the ancient Chinese had no idea what interesting times really were. If they had realized what it was really going to be like, they would have run like hell. They were right about that, that old "may you live in interesting times" thing being a curse.
Speaking of interesting times, Whitley, is there any relationship between the weather changes, perhaps what's going on with the sun, and the geologic shakeups we're going through? I mean, we just had an earthquake in Taiwan. It took out every single fiber cable, and most of Asia suddenly went dark information-wise and telephone-wise. I mean, it just cut everything off. Is there any relationship to the geologic activity?
Well, there could be. A couple of years ago, I believe it was 2 years ago, Japan was hit by a real daisy chain of typhoons, just one after another, 19 or 20 of them in a row.
Right.
And they began to have earthquakes, and some of them quite severe in Japan, because the water had literally penetrated down into and lubricated the faults.
Mm-hmm.
But I think also that the sun plays a large role in this that we don't understand yet. That heavy-duty solar activity results in, on the Earth, more volcanic activity, more unrest in the planet, and more radical weather activity. I think that there is a connection there that we don't fully understand yet.